أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاء أهل المدينة يستبشرون قال إن هؤلاء ضيفي فلا تفضحون واتقوا الله ولا تخصون قالوا أولم ننهك عن العالمين قال هؤلاء بناتي إن كنتم فاعلين لعمرك إنهم لفي سكرتهم يعمهون صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 67 to 72 of Surah Al-Hijr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses one aspect of the incident when these malaika angels came in the human form to the community of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam. وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْتَبَشِرُونَ. They came in the form of very handsome young men. The community obviously had no idea, no inkling that these are angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of the city came يَسْتَبَشِرُونَ rejoicing. For them they had new praise that they could pray upon. And now they come and they approach them. Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salatu was salam says, قَالَ إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ. That listen, these are my visitors. فَلَا تَفْضَحُونِ. And do not disgrace me regarding them. They have come to my place. They have come as my guest. My responsibility is to honor them. You people are doing what you want to do. You approaching them. In Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about they scaled the walls and now they began to come to the house of Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salatu was salam. And here Lut alayhi salatu was salam is pleading with them that by your approach to them, it is a form of disgrace to me. Please do not disgrace me. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُخْزُونَ and do not debase me. In other words, again, the same meaning of disgrace. Do not bring disgrace to me. قَالُوا أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates these words of theirs in which they said to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam that had we not forbidden you from the whole world, had we not forbidden you from defending the people of the world. Ulama expressed and explained that these people had the habit, whoever would pass by the city, they would interfere with the young men and they would want to do that evil act of theirs. And Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam would come to the rescue of those people, and Lut alayhi salatu was salam would bring them home, protect them, give them shelter. So his people now, in their arrogance, they said to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam that Lut, you are not to give shelter to anyone, you are not to defend anyone. And now they bring it up that did we not prohibit you, did we not stop you, and now you are speaking about disgrace. قَالَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam said that these are my daughters, in other words, the women of the ummah of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam. So, إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ, if you are to fulfill your desires, Allah has made and Allah has opened the door of halal, make nikah to them, a proper nikah, and live in nikah with them, and do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, whatever Allah ta'ala has made permissible, you continue to do. لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Here, Allah ta'ala changes the whole mood. Allah says, لَعَمْرُكَ, qasam of your life, O Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had never created a soul. Allah ta'ala had never created an individual, a person more graceful, more honorable, greater than our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I have never heard from the scriptures of the past any wahi of Allah in which Allah took the qasam of the life of any individual, any one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'amruk, qasam of your life, in other words, your entire life is most beloved to me. That's the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, we get this message that the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every second, every moment was so mubarak in the eyes of Allah, so beloved in the eyes of Allah, that Allah ta'ala takes this qasam, innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon, certainly they in their intoxication turned to blindness, or they were blind in their intoxication. They became mad with what they were doing. They became drunk with what they were doing. And because of that, they became blind. And they became blind, a Nabi in their midst, stopping them from doing what they are doing, stopping them from the evil. But they did not take heed of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. We as ummatis, we cannot take qasam in anything but in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.